Elma. I could tell it was hurting me. I looked down on. I looked down and I saw it. I could see it. The knife went in me. I knew that knife was going in me. Oh yeah. I knew that knife was going in me. I knew it was going in me. I could see the knife going inside of me. For a brief second, I could just see it going in. It was kind of slow going in. But it went in. Oh, yeah. As the time I got across the bottom of the foot, is a 2-inch cut right across the bottom of my foot. And the next time you're looking down at your little foot, you pretend like I am when I'm looking down at my little foot. And you can be looking down at your little foot. And you can know that if you was looking at my little foot, you could see where a hunting knife had cut about 2 inches into my foot. I'd been in a bad way one time and I got it on the foot. I got it on the foot, and just for a second, if it ever happens to you, I'm gonna tell you how it happened to me. I'm gonna share with you the things that I've had happen to me. If you ever get cut that way, you'll see something. You'll look down on your footsie wootsie, and you'll see where it once was together. It ain't together there no more, and for just a second, the ends of your little muscles, they won't have no blood on them for just a second. And they'll just be twitching and quivering and looking. And you can see your muscles actually twitching, quivering and looking. And just about the same time that your eyes focus on that funny side on the bottom of your foot, the pain will hit you right directly in the brain. And there ain't no pain like a real deep slash, like a slash, like a slash as it slides into your One quick motion of light is all that you see. If you got your arm up trying to protect yourself, you just want to protect yourself. You don't know what to do, you just know that you need to somehow try and kind of protect yourself. You just want to try and you got your hand up in front of you, kind of holding up your arm, and you just want to try and protect yourself. You just want to try and protect yourself. You just want to kind of put your hand up there, kind of get your arm at least up there in front so that he won't cut you. He won't come down slashing and cutting you. So you put up your arm, yeah, and in one quick blind light of flash is all you see. And in your vision, the bottom side of your forearm drops down, yeah. Because it ain't a knife he's got, no, no. It ain't a knife he's got, and you found out how, in a funny way, that it wasn't a knife he had with him. You found out in about the funniest way that you could find out that he did not have a knife. Yeah, and you had your arm up there, didn't you? Did you try and put your arm up there? And you saw one quick glimmer of light as it went whack, by you like that. You heard maybe just a little thin. It was such a little thin as it went through. It was like when you kind of cut into something like a piece of paper, but it didn't make that sound. It didn't make that crisp sound because it was like cutting, but it wasn't a crisp sound. Because cutting your skin ain't like cutting paper, no. And you find out he didn't have a knife, no. And it didn't crinkle when you heard that funny sound, no. And your forearm dropped down in front of your eyes, yeah. And at that exact second that you got to focus, when you knew it was your arm, yeah, the pain hit you, you found out it didn't have a knife, didn't you, when you tried to put your arm up there, keeping back with your arm, oh yeah, you think that's gonna work, keeping back with your arm, yeah, what you gonna do, keeping back with your arm, yeah, gonna lay your little army up there, you saw that one blind flash of silver light, silver light, silver light. He didn't have no knife. He had a straight razor. Had one of them straight razors. Not very big. Mm-mm. Not very big. Mm-mm. Not very big. Mm-mm. Just a little thin thing. He had cut you to the bone. From where your wrist starts at your little hands, to where it goes to your little elbows, that was all cut open. That was all cut open. And he just kind of steps back for a second. You think for just a second in all of your agony and pain and your screaming and the blood juggling and fighting out of you. For just one second you have a rational thought and you wonder why. Why did he step back? Oh God, help me, why? Why didn't he just come on and finish me off? I know I'm fucked up. It's because he don't want to get no blood splattered on him. And if it just lets you bleed a little while out of your arm, he can move in for the kill. One quick right through the throat. He knows that'll take care of you. And I'll tell you, he won't get no blood on him because your blood pressure will have been gone down from that cut in your wrist. In your wrist. Went from your wrist to your elbow and to the bone. And he stepped back from you. And you wondered for just a second in a rational moment, why didn't it just move in for the kill? He didn't want none of your blood on him. He'd never have to actually touch you with his hands, no. He would just let you bleed for a minute. And then he would come in and take out a little space across your neck, kind of across your neck, kind of bring it down quick across your neck. Yeah, you didn't have no knife, you found out he had a straight razor. A straight razor. A straight razor. Straight razor. Straight razor. Straight razor.